What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Tuesday, April 30th. There are only 30 days in the month of April. I like making that clear. Sometimes you wonder, oh, are there 30 or are there 31? We all know about February, but some other months, maybe we're just not so smart about. Well, we've only got 30 days in April. That means tomorrow is May. This is the last day of the month. And I feel like I am doing two shows this hour. This is going to be a little weird because it's the same town. We're South Florida. And we have a huge crossover between fan bases. Plenty of you are both Heat fans and Florida Panthers fans. On one hand, you have Florida Panthers fans rejoicing today. You are so excited. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. The Florida Panthers slayed the Dragon. They beat the Tampa Bay Lightning, and they did it in five games. Finally, the Florida Panthers defeat the Lightning in a playoff series. It is the first time in franchise history. Finally. Thank gosh. And the Panthers wound up smoking the Lightning last night. I do wish, though, Steven Stamkos would have gotten a point right at the end of the game. He passed it to Hedman. He had a great shot on net. Bob didn't have to save that. The Panthers were already up 4 or 5 goals. Come on, just let it in. Everybody hits the parlay that I put out on my IG story, and everybody is happy. Instead, you had some people leaving the arena very happy, but oh my gosh, what could have been. But wagering aside, great night for the Florida Panthers. They scored like 27 empty netters in the third period at the end of the game. It was cool to watch, and I'm so happy that the Panthers finally took down the Tampa Bay Lightning. But at the same time, while the Panthers were taking down the Lightning, Derek White was destroying the Miami Heat. It wasn't Tatum. It wasn't Porzingis. It wasn't Al Horford. It was Derek White. Not Jaylen Brown. No, Derek White. Derek White ripped the soul out of the Miami Heat. So the Celtics beat Miami again. In the Miami Heat's house again. And now the Heat are down 3-1. Tomorrow night, before the game in Boston, the Miami Heat will have their last rites read to them. There in the TD Garden, in the locker room. Maybe they'll read them again at halftime. I know the clip from Animal House.
Over? Did you say over?
This is indeed over. It's done with. Forget about it. The Heat have looked like garbage these past two games, which is so disappointing after giving us a little bit of hope in game two, winning in Boston where like nobody wins. At least when the Celtics play. When the Bruins play there, it's a different story. Gosh, I hope it's a different story big time when the Panthers play them, and most likely they will be playing them. The Bruins and Maple Leafs play this evening. Bruins are up 3-1 in that series. Boston should finish them off. If not tonight, it'll be in the next game. And then it'll be Panthers-Bruins. I'm looking forward to that series. Even though the Panthers have not beaten the Bruins at all this season, I'm still looking forward to it because I think the Panthers can take them down. I know Boston will be out for revenge after being the best team in all of the NHL last season and losing their first round series to Florida. But this Panthers team, they're really good. So as I said, today is a little weird as a sports talk host, at least in South Florida. Because I know a big portion of all of you in this audience now are feeling great. And then there's a portion of you, you're going through the emotions of feeling great, but at the same time, you're really down about the Heat. Maybe you're not as down as you normally would be, because going into this series against Boston, in reality, you knew the Miami Heat didn't have a chance. But like I said, when they won that game two, it changed things up. It made you think, okay, maybe we can win a game at home, and now you go to Boston and it's all tied at two. So it's a little weird for me today. I'm going to do my best to tap dance around this, deal with the good news, the bad news, and any other news that comes my way. It's a lot easier during football season because the Dolphins, they'll play on a Sunday, and then I come on here on a Monday, and it's pretty clear what the mood is going to be like. Either the Dolphins won or they lost, and we react to that. Now, for those of you who are very technical in the audience, well, Slater, they could tie. You're right. They could tie. And then the reaction would be like, so what do we do with that? But the reaction would be the same with all of us. Today, it's different. But like I told you, I'm going to do my best to make sure we're all on the same page. We're feeling good, even though some of us are not feeling so good. If you're a diehard Heat fan, even going into this series knowing you wouldn't do well, it's still not easy to take, because these last two games, they were just a complete, absolute disaster. Before I get to anything, there's one other team that's playing in South Florida, and I tweeted this out yesterday before any of these games. Would it be a winning night in South Florida where the Heat win, the Panthers win, and the Marlins win? Because you could have got like 14-1 on your money, or 12-1 on your money, something like that. I think it was 12-1. Well, we only got the Panthers as winners. The Heat, they didn't even cover the spread. And the Miami Marlins have now lost 7 in a row. They're the worst team in Major League Baseball. They're 6-24. They have 2 wins at home all season long. 2. How smart was Burger King to have that promotion? Before the season, Burger King and the Marlins put together a promotion in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. If the Marlins win a home game, the next day you can get a free Whopper Jr. That's happened twice. In a month, it's happened 2 times. That's it. Twice out of, I think, 16 opportunities? 2 times? People are starving in South Florida waiting for the Marlins to get another home victory. 4 games against the Washington Nationals, and no one can get a free Whopper Jr. 4 games. Now they're going to take on the Rockies. Maybe 2 or 3 free Whopper Juniors coming up, or none yet again. Those Marlins, my gosh. I still love baseball. I love going to games. I'll go to one again very soon. Right now, my focus, though, is on the Florida Panthers and poker and getting some traveling in, because I just love to travel, checking out all of the beautiful views in Medellin. Girls, 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 girls. Those are my favorite things to do. And wager, of course. I'm going to be Friday, in just 3 days from now. Friday, I'm not going to be on the airwaves. No show Friday. I am playing in a poker tournament at the Hard Rock. $100,000 guaranteed in the prize pool. It is the Big Slick tournament. And I'm playing on Friday. You can play Friday or Saturday, and then the second day is on Sunday. We got a big weekend coming up in South Florida. F1 in town at Hard Rock Stadium. I'm not going to Hard Rock Stadium for F1. I don't like being, I like being at events, but I don't like being in places where there's just so many people. a Panthers playoff game, a Heat game, you're talking 20,000 people. F1, I'm sure it's an amazing event to attend. But I just don't want to deal with traffic and parking. And not to say you shouldn't. That's just me. I would rather go to the Hard Rock Hotel instead of the stadium. I'll do that Friday. I'm going to play in the poker tournament. It's an $1,100 buy-in, at least $100,000 in the prize pool. I'm sure it'll be much more than that. And I'll have a nice meal there. I'll go back home and then come back on Sunday for day two. And if I somehow don't make it to day two, maybe there will be a Panthers game. Maybe I'll fly somewhere. Maybe I'll go for a few days to
Colombia!
I have a lot of friends that want to see me. And I'm a very friendly guy. So I like making sure that my friends are happy. So there's places I got to go, people I got to see, things I got to do. And one of the things I got to do is get this hour going. But I can't until the hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
I gotta start the hour with the good news. I'm a happy guy. You know that by now. I'm always wanting to be positive, optimistic, happy. And when it comes to the Florida Panthers right now, all of us should be very happy. We should all be celebrating that the Florida Panthers took down the Tampa Bay Lightning. I know the Panthers aren't going to celebrate too much. It's just the first round. But the fact that it was their cross-state rivals and they did it for the first time, it's glorious. It's a great accomplishment. They finished off a gentleman's sweep. I find this series win, not just last night's game, but I find this entire series win so meaningful. Last year's run the Panthers went on was incredible. But if they didn't back it up with another strong season, a lot of people could have perceived it as a flash in the pan. Now, it's not. Definitely not. This is a really good hockey organization. If this show was being broadcast in Canada, I would say the Panthers are a really good hockey organization. They have a legit GM. Bill Zito is as respected as they come. Paul Maurice, a veteran coach with plenty of playoff experience. The Panthers have legit stars. Matthew Tkachuk, Alexander Barkov, Sergei Bobrovsky, a great goaltender. The Panthers aren't just having a good year. That would not capture. Saying that, it wouldn't really show what this team and franchise really is. This is a really good organization, and it has completely changed. This entire franchise has changed. I remember sitting in meetings, some at the arena, some out for expensive dinners. The meetings were all about the blueprint. I was part of the blueprint committee. Michael Yormark made me part of the blueprint committee. I remember one night we went out in Fort Lauderdale, not just the two of us. There were like 10 of us. He said, order whatever you want. We're going over the blueprint. And I looked at the blueprint. I had been a Panthers fan from the beginning, 1993. And it was a great meal. It was free. It was fantastic. The blueprint, more of a marketing thing. It never worked. Dale Talon, there are some guys he brought in, such as Sergei Bobrovsky. Things were not working. Finally, they are. But for the most part, what Dale Talon was doing with this Panthers organization, it just wasn't working out. Now, things are completely different. New owners, new GM, new direction, a Stanley Cup final appearance last season, hopefully another this year, which ends with the Panthers raising the cup. I heard Matthew Tkachuk after the game yesterday. He said when he came to the Panthers, he knew that in order for the team to get to a championship level, in order to get where they wanted to go, at some point they were going to have to take down the Tampa Bay Lightning. And you saw it last night. The point has been reached. Vasilevsky, he was a nightmare for the Panthers, the Lightning's goalie. There was a feeling that Florida would never be able to get by him. They'd have to wait for him to retire or go somewhere else. In this series, though, the Panthers, it looked like they barely broke a sweat. They'll say it was a challenging series, and they did fight hard. But was this really ever in doubt? There was a point, not during the series, but before the series and the last month of the regular season, where I did worry a little bit. I was concerned. Did the Panthers peak too soon? Because they were rolling. They looked unbeatable. And then they had a dip. And I was concerned about it. But the answer that they have given everyone, it's very clear. They are a great hockey team. They're getting contributions from so many guys. And they are legit. A big key is when you have stars, they have to play like stars. Your best players need to play well. Role players matter too, of course. But if the Panthers are going to win a cup, Barkov has got to be great. Tkachuk's got to be great. Your stars need to be great. Sam Reinhart, Carter Verhaeghe. And they're all playing so well. Look at Barkov last night. As far as this series was concerned, the moment of it, if the Panthers wind up winning the Stanley Cup and there's a championship DVD that's being sold on television, order now for $29.95. And if you order within the next 15 minutes, we'll throw in, I don't know what they would throw in. They'll throw in a rat, a rubber rat, and you'll get free shipping. Well, in that championship DVD, the moment that will be played over and over again is Sergei Bobrovsky's save. The one where he went the wrong way until he didn't. He reaches back around. It's the best save you'll ever see. A huge moment in that series. And after that, that was it. The Panthers won the game. They could have lost that game. The Lightning would have taken the lead. And I hope that Bob has another level to get to. Remember last season, there were crazy, unending games, overtime after overtime. And Bob kept finding another level. He was superhuman. He was the hot goalie. Now, will he get to that level again? He's been good, but absolutely unbeatable. Will he get to that? Not to say that there will be a goaltender that absolutely will get to that, and hopefully he's the one, but I want Bob to get to the level of where you just can't get the puck past him. Because if the Panthers are going to take on the Bruins, Boston owned Florida during the regular season. I am not a believer in Boston, though. The Bruins can be beaten, and I believe they will be beaten. I don't think they'll get beaten by the Maple Leafs, but I think the Panthers will take them down. They're definitely good enough to do it. And for those of you who went to the game last night and have been to games this season and any of these playoff games at the Amerant Bank Arena, you've been fantastic. Such a good crowd. So supportive. Everybody's leaving that building happy. And I was so happy to see a handshake line last night. I love that. Great sports tradition. The guys line up, both teams after a best of seven series, whether it goes 4, 5, 6, or 7, you're beating the heck out of each other. You could have fights, penalties, hatred. Everybody lines up and says, good game. Not just individuals on the ice, hey, you know, jersey exchange. No, everybody lines up, and that's sportsmanship. And speaking of sports, We got the Kentucky Derby coming up on Saturday, the first Saturday in May. Tomorrow is May, and Saturday is the Kentucky Derby. You could watch the Derby and wager on it at Gulfstream Park. Plus, there will be live racing happening as well Saturday at Gulfstream Park. That's because it's the Royal Palm Meet, and there's live racing at Gulfstream Park every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you want to go on out there to Gulfstream Park this Saturday and watch the Kentucky Derby and wager on it, I highly suggest getting a table at 10 Palms, their trackside restaurant. Have yourself a great meal. Watch the Derby. Watch the races live as well there at Gulfstream Park. And just like me, wager on them. You don't even have to wager a lot. You could bet 10 or 20 cents and possibly make thousands of dollars. I see it happen all the time. And in the Kentucky Derby, there's huge payouts. Make a reservation, though. Visit GulfstreamPark.com for all the info. Check out the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Bet on it. Have a great meal. The Royal Palm Meet is also happening at the same time with live racing in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. The Miami Heat sure called their shot. What are the odds that your entire playoff campaign would be called White Hot? And then a dude named White would come into your building and essentially end your season. The Miami Heat lose again to the Boston Celtics. The series is now 3-1. They're back in Boston, and that's where they will lose game 5 tomorrow night, and then the season will be done with. Just being real, you know, on this show I'm always all about the Heat don't have the firepower. We can talk big picture, and we will talk big picture. All offseason, we'll talk big picture. We got plenty of time to do that. But for now, we got to deal with what we have in front of us. And that is a team that is taking on the best team in the Eastern Conference, who was also the best team at home in the entire league, the best record in the NBA, the Boston Celtics. And they're dang good. And the Heat, they're very limited. Just look at what's missing. The Heat are missing Jimmy Butler. And my gosh, are they really missing him? They miss his ability to score, to defend, to turn defense into offense, to get to the line, to help the team get organized. Especially this time of the year, there's so much that Jimmy brings to the floor. He's out. And on top of that, the Heat's offense, they can't get organized. They make a trade for Scary Terry during the season, and he's not playing. This was the point guard the Miami Heat were supposed to have to speed things up from Kyle Lowry's pace. He was out there to shoot, to distribute, to defend, to be clutch in big games. Until he's not out there because he's hurt. And that's not it. There's more. Duncan Robinson. He'd been so much better this season. He really expanded his game. Right now, he can barely move. Somebody who was a lethal three-point shooter and a driver has turned into a defensive liability and someone who can barely play. Those three guys right there, that's a lot. And it shows. The Miami Heat, they were in the 80s again. In games 3 and 4, you're scoring in the 80s. Both times you lose. Both games you also held Boston to the low hundreds. The Heat's defense in both of these games at home, they were good enough to win the game for them. But on offense, the Heat just don't have anywhere near enough. They looked lost. And the reason they looked lost is because they were lost. Everyone's playing out of position. The spacing was bad. Tyler Hero is being asked to do things he can't do. And that's exactly what it looked like. Turnovers, bad shots. It looked like the Heat's plan was Tyler and Bam save us, and they couldn't. Bam is such a stud. Lost in how bad the Miami Heat have been, Bam has been doing so many winning things. The amount of guys that he defends, 1 through 5, rebounding, he scores, he handles, he brings the ball up. That dude is the team captain. This is 100% Bam's team. How is Miami going to move forward? How will they build around Bam? Maybe it includes Jimmy. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it includes Tyler. Maybe not. Maybe it includes Kevin Durant. Donovan Mitchell, LeBron James. It's fair to say this group as it was conceived, well, we never really got to see it. Josh Richardson, remember he had a shoulder injury out for the year? He could have helped some of the offensive and organizational issues. But no Jimmy, no Terry, limited Duncan, no Richardson. And yesterday, Jaime Jaquez Jr. hurts his hip during the game. Just way too much to overcome. The Miami Heat brought this upon themselves, though. That's something important to remember. Coasting during the regular season, not caring what seed they get. They played with fire and they got burned. The first play-in game, they could have avoided Boston. As good as the Knicks have been against Philly, Miami would have been a much tougher matchup for them because the Knicks play in the mud too. Styles make fights. That would have been a way better fight. Instead, the Heat lose the first play-in game and now they got to mess around with Boston. And Jimmy got hurt in that play-in game, messed up his knee. I'm not saying that Jimmy could have not gotten hurt in game one of the playoffs, but the reality is the karma of basketball. The Heat did not value the regular season. They wound up getting a horrible matchup in round one, and now they're about to say goodbye, and that is on them. This is what they did to themselves. They messed around, and they found out. And if you call Stewie, you can find out more about the bagel loan. The bagel loan means you pay zero. The middle of that bagel, it looks to me like a zero. That's what you pay Stewie. Nothing. If you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, or you're refinancing, you want the bagel loan that Stewie has got for you. No lender fees, no appraisal fees. What I have is Stewie's personal cell phone number. You're about to have it too. 561-379-4441. That's 561-379-4441. Call Stewie. Tell him you're interested in the bagel loan where you pay him nothing. MLS number 226715. We need an announcer here on this show. One that says, did the Marlins win?
No.
And that's the answer. Pretty much every night. I got Uncle Luke, Luther Campbell, joining me next, and we have a lot to discuss. What I want to talk about right now, though, with you is if you've seen a golf cart in your neighborhood, no one is not missing, but maybe you are missing out on a cart that you really want. And it's not really just a golf cart. It's way more than that. And who's got them? Cliggy from Cliggy's Carts. Cliggy's Carts are so much more than a golf cart. Cliggy's Carts are all aluminum. And not only does Cliggy have 48-volt carts, he's got 72-volt street-legal carts. You'll get a VIN number, a license plate, the whole deal. Cliggy is also an exclusive Royal EV dealer. If you are in the market for one heck of a cart that maybe you've seen around your neighborhood, you want to get it from Cliggy's Carts. Go ahead and Google Cliggy's Carts if you want. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about, and that's Cliggy with a K. You can also go test drive the carts for yourself. Cliggy's Carts is located at 1751 West Copens Road in Pompano Beach. If you're going to get a cart, you want to get it from Cliggy's Carts. Here on this Tuesday, Uncle Luke, Luther Campbell, with us. It is a Luke Tuesday. I'm not going to call you Congressman Luther Campbell because you announced you are not running after you thought about it. What was the real reason behind that decision, Luke?
So what you want, an exclusive, Andy?
Absolutely. You know I want the scoop.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for another day and for Andy allowing me to come on here on a Tuesday to speak to you all, because he normally does not let me come on here unless it's me delivering some bad news, whether it's sports-wise, in this case, politics-wise. So to answer your question, Mr. Slater, you know, I did my due diligence, like I said, all the time. I was looking at, you know, whether or not I was running, and it was exploratory situation. And so I looked at the issues of the district, you know, which included Tamarack, Lauderhill, Lauderhill Lakes, the Glades, and Riviera Beach. And so I did find that there were some issues, major issues, and they needed new leadership. So in that department, I thought I was ready to run. I did all the paperwork, filed everything, opened up a bank account, the whole nine yards. But then my compliance lady, Ms. Brown, you know, broke it down to me and it started explaining, you know, the logistics of it all from the ethics standpoint. When she explained, okay, here are the things you're going to have to deal with as far as how much money you make, $141,000. And the kicker, and that wasn't really the issue. The kicker was the fact that you can only make $31,000 of earned income. And to get around that or to work with that, I would have to put everything that I own in a blind trust, any new earnings. Wait, as you know,
Wait a minute. I mean,
yeah.
First of all, not only does that sound all complicated, but no more coaching football, no more strip clubs, no more outings with me at Joe's for bread pudding without like.
Well, security. I could have went to the outings with you at Joe's Stonecrab, but the biggest issue was
no strip club.
I could not make any earned income over $31,000. I go do a concert for $30,000 on a regular day. So anything over that would have to be put into a blind trust. Any contracts for any movie deals or documentaries would have to go into a blind trust. I would not be able to go back. I could have still went to the strip club with you. Still could have went to Columbia with you. I don't know.
Yeah, Columbia, but then everybody'd be watching us.
If I'd have went to Columbia, they would have kicked me out. So, you know, I would have had to go to Columbia before I became the congressman, I would think, you know, because there is some sort of, you know, respectability that I would have to have.
Well, I think you made the right move. You put thought into it. You know, in your heart, you help people, and you've been doing that for a long time, and I know you're going to continue to do that. But Luke, you don't need any of this flying to D.C. Come on, you don't need any of that.
I'm a public servant. And that was the other part because you know, and I feel for these congressmen and women. You know, you got to fly back and forth on your own dime. You got to get a place to stay up there. And if you have a home here, then you have two mortgages or two sets of rents or whatever it may be. And then you can only earn $31,000 of earned income, which I kind of understand because some people would be taking kickbacks and things like that.
Yeah, we can get that off the Hard Rock Bet app or the poker table.
I can take one Andy Slater bet and make $31,000 and then I'll be over my limit. I'll be done for the rest of the year. So but there is a way and I just didn't have enough time because there was a deadline on Friday that I had to file my paperwork to the state of Florida to be put on the ballot. And so, you know, I was up against a hard deadline and I just did not go forward with, you know, qualifying, which qualifying means you pay a $10,000 fee and the state of Florida puts you on the ballot. And I didn't, I just say, okay, hold on. That was the last piece of the puzzle.
I got a parlay for tonight. You got 10K left over that you were going to use for that.
I got 10K left over.
Let's turn it into 60 G's. Uncle Luke Luther Campbell with us here on the Andy Slater Show on a Luke Tuesday. Luke, I'll tell you what, if I play a parlay, I would not include the Miami Heat to win tomorrow night in Boston. Would you?
No, it's a wrap for us. You know, I hate to count out Spo, but we normally don't count out Coach Spo. But he just does not have the firepower. You know, everybody is injured. You know, Jimmy Butler. You know, I don't know whether he's injured in the brain or really injured. You know, because he quit on us, in my opinion, last year. In the championship, so I don't know what's going on with this dude. He only played 30 games.
Let me stop you there because you probably think the same way I do that the Heat are going to make changes in the offseason. Do you think one of those changes, Luke, will be getting rid of Jimmy, or should they?
I would have got rid of him last year, to be honest with you, after he quit in the playoffs. But again, who wants to deal with that? You know, that's the problem. I mean, the league is young. It's a lot of young guys. You see what OKC is doing. You see what, you know, Minnesota is doing. You know, this league is full of young guys who really want to play the game of basketball and not be divas, you know, at the end of the day. You know, look at these guys over there at Denver. They're having a ball beating on LeBron and all them. And so, you know, guys like Jimmy Butler, you know, these divas who play basketball, thank God. I mean, it's time for them to go, you know, and I hope that we can pull off, Pat Riley need to pull off some great trades. You know, he need to get old Duncan Robinson out of here. He needs to get old Tyler Hero out of here. I would package Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson. I would put Jimmy Butler all in one big old basket and ship them all out for one guy.
So you keep, because I was saying earlier, I'm like, you know, this is 100% Bam's team. Do you think this is Bam's team?
Yes, it is. And that's the problem for the longest with Bam. You know, Bam is a good guy. Again, he's one of those young guys that I'm speaking about who have no problem, who have no problem being a team player and not a diva. Because if you'd have pushed back maybe 10 years ago, that Bam being the superstar of the team going to the All-Star game every year, he would be a diva demanding the ball, demanding that the offense runs through him. Forget about the game plan. You know, that guy is a company man. He, you know, if the offense is not running through him, you know, he doesn't complain. He just play ball. If it runs through him, like it ran through him in game two, he played ball, did what he had to do. You know, they won the game. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you need to put some people around him that are similar to him. Some of these younger guys, you know, go get them, bring them on in here, you know, and make these and make the necessary trades that you need to make.
Uncle Luke Luther Campbell with us here on a Luke Tuesday on the Andy Slater Show. There's two more teams, Luke, I want to get to. The Florida Panthers, they finally beat the Lightning. They move on to the second round, probably will take on the Bruins. Are we going to see you at a future Florida Panthers a playoff game and maybe even in the Stanley Cup final?
Listen, man, I'm probably one of the biggest fans, you know, in town of the Panthers. I'm always tweeting about the Panthers, talking about the Panthers. I put my hat on, you know, and hopefully I do get an opportunity to go find me some tickets to go to the game. You know, I love what the Panthers been doing and have always did. You know, there ain't no Hollywood team like the Heat, you know, where all the Hollywood people come take up and suck up all the air in the seats. And it turns into a out-of-town festival, you know, where real fans are not really in there. The brokers take over the game. And I'm just happy that the Florida Panthers, you know, is a hometown team, you know, and the fans are in there. The brokers don't buy up all the tickets. And the fans keep their tickets and they enjoy the game and they cheer very loud. I mean, you saw the energy in that crowd last night on TV. Just to look at it on TV, it was amazing.
Will you be part of the parade?
Of course I'll be part of the parade.
You're down with Sawgrass Mills and Sunrise and the Sawgrass Expressway?
Listen, man, any shape, form, or fashion. If I had to just go stand out there and be a spectator, I got no problem with that, Andy. We had a parade. What do you do in the parade for the Panthers? I know the Heat is.
Well, I don't know. They never had one before. So
it's the Telemundo Heat. So hopefully there ain't no pots and pans.
I think it'll probably be in Fort Lauderdale. The Panthers love Fort Lauderdale. They'll probably do it in downtown Fort Lauderdale. I don't know. You don't frequent downtown Fort Lauderdale, do you?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do. Yes. I go through Fort. Yeah. You know, I mean, you see, you can't keep up with me because you are so busy either at Joe Stonecrab, Hard Rock, or in Columbia with all these exotic women.
You're right.
You know, me, I embrace all of South Florida.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You just posted, I believe this morning, I was looking at it. You're going to Vegas now, and then you're going to, did it say Dallas?
Yeah, I'm going to work, Andy. I'm not going to play cards. I'm not going to look for girls.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to work.
Wait a minute.
I got to go to work.
You think when I'm playing cards, that's not work? It's a lot of work.
Well, you're sitting up there with your little glasses on.
I don't wear glasses.
With some of your other friends who these SCU, unfortunately, have a life. Those dudes are rich dudes who got silver spoons stuck up their mouth, who never worked a day in their life because their parents did all the work, and all y'all do is sit up there, you know, at the card table playing cards.
With their money. Luke, one last thing. You say you frequent a lot of places in South Florida, and I do believe that. You're all over the place. What about the team that calls Little Havana home, the Miami Marlins, with the worst record in Major League Baseball, 6-24? What do you do with them?
I told you when we went on that 7-game home losing streak at the beginning of the year, some changes had to be made. I knew it already, but I know they had to give the manager opportunity. It's, you know, the manager got to go. It's that simple. I mean, I'm a guy who always loved it, the Oakland Athletics before the Marlins came. You know, and I always looked at what George Steinbrenner did when he fired managers. You know, in baseball, you got to get these guys going.
Am I
going
to see you at a Marlins game anytime soon, Luke?
Yes, you will.
You'll still go, even though they're the worst team in baseball?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I would be. Hey, look here, man. I love taking my son out there. It's a great atmosphere, great fun. You know, we sit down. You know, I got on my Twitter, people complained that I was sitting in the luxury seats. Well, they could always complain because I'm going to sit in the luxury seats because I work hard to sit in the luxury seats.
Well, they have all-you-can-eat seats now, too, $52. You get a seat, and it's all-you-can-eat, like in the 200 level. Burgers,
hey,
chili
when they
dogs.
Made those, let me ask you, when they made those tickets cheap, were they anticipating a horrible year? Because at the beginning of the year, I think it was like $6 to get in the game. Were they like letting you know low key that the team was going to be horrible and we're going to sell tickets for $6?
Yeah, I think when you look at the roster, kind of says it for itself. They're not good. Maybe Skip's trying to get fired. He keeps saying post game, Luke, you know, it's my fault. I'm not doing a good job. It's my fault.
He's not doing a good job. He has to get somebody got to go.
Uncle Luke Luther Campbell. Enjoy Las Vegas. Have fun. Don't get in any trouble. And we'll chat again next week, my friend.
Hey, man, you too. Andy, don't get in trouble.
Never. Uncle Luke Luther Campbell. All right, that's all the time I've got for this Tuesday afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.